This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach.
1 year ago today,
hard work pays off the way.
Rush Limbaugh left this earth.
Yeah, I've seen enough.
His wife is doing a tribute tonight, and I forget where they're doing it, but I think it's on. I can't remember where I saw that she was doing some kind of a television show tonight or something, Catherine, from their home. So don't know exactly what show that's on. I'll try and find that out for you, but. Just think about the world today. Just today, snapshot of today. The border. There will be people cross illegally into this country today in numbers 2 years ago that would have been front page news. There are gotaways that, you know, again, all you need to do is cross the border and say, hey, give me stuff. And it happens. Take you to a non-government entity right now in a nanosecond and say, what do you want? Okay, here's your voucher pack. Where would you like to fly to? Okay, that's just me saying, yes, Mr. Border Patrol, take me to this place, right? So why would somebody want to be a gotaway? Why would they not want that? They are obviously here to do some bad things. They got all the money they need.
Yeah.
So that's one point. Inflation. Let me just go down the list. What's your list, Kevin? Ukraine and China and what's coming with Taiwan. Right down the list. And a year ago, and for the previous 30-plus years, you had Rush Limbaugh on the air saying, here's what's happening and why. We don't have that anymore.
Well, let's just say a year in, nothing's built, nothing's back, and nothing's better.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
How's that working out for you?
And, you know, so in addition to all that happening, we have an interview tomorrow with President Donald Trump in the talk radio town hall with Senator Kevin Cramer. And imagine if you're him, you ran for office, you said, here's what I'm going to do, you did it, and then a year later, everything you did, which was exactly what you ran on, is being undone brick by brick. Who could blame the guy for wanting to run again and say, wait a minute here, do you think a little differently about this now? But Rush Limbaugh, Donald Trump off the stage in a matter of months.
I mean, the swamp never solves problems or really, you know, has any solutions. It's more about being swampy.
Unbelievable.
And red tapey and so, bureaucratic, all of that.
Rush,
bureaucratic-y. Bureaucratic-y, yeah.
We remember the great Rush Limbaugh, that's for sure. Our next guest, Senator John Hovind, joins us on the Newsmaker line today. We're going to cover some of those topics and more today. Senator, welcome back. How are you?
Good, Scott. Greetings to you. Greetings to your listeners.
Anthony Blinken right now is speaking to the U.N. Security Council on Ukraine. We might have some news out of that. I've heard a lot of people talk, including the president today, who literally said that he wrote a letter to Vladimir Putin, wrote a letter, and that he actually said that Putin had faxed back an answer, and then he quickly caught himself and said he hadn't read the letter yet. I mean, literally.
You know, the rapidly rising.
it is incomprehensible what is happening with leadership today in this country. What is your take on not only what Vladimir Putin is doing and you know, the peril that Ukraine faces right now, but also our response, this administration's response.
Yeah, you know, we've been trying to get sanctions in place. We've been pushing very hard for that. I'm on legislation to do it. We should have the sanctions in place right now, starting with sanctions on the Nord Stream 2, which never should have been built, right? I mean, we pushed in the first place to sanction, you know, any contractor, anybody building it. You know, those were not only Germany, but then the Biden administration undermined those. But right now, we should have sanctions in place on Russia, and we would be, you know, we would have those if the administration wasn't blocking Democrats from actually putting the kind of sanctions that we put forward in legislation, like I say, which I've co-sponsored, everything from the energy stuff, Nord Stream 2, those kind of things, to banking sanctions so that Russia, you know, would have trouble selling its energy, which is its real only source of revenue, and then have it set up so that if Putin goes in, those sanctions are ramped up further. That's the kind of aggressive response that we need, as well as, you know, fortifying our NATO allies. We have a lot of troops and military equipment in Europe, but making sure that it's available for our eastern NATO countries. This isn't about fighting in Ukraine, but it's about making sure that under Article 5 we've protected and are protecting all of our NATO allies so that Putin knows, you know, that that's there. And then providing lethal arms to Ukraine. I mean, all of those things have a real deterrent impact on Putin, and having those sanctions in place already would be further deterrence with the idea that, okay, he's already going to feel it, and if he goes in, he's going to feel it more. If you wait until after he goes in, that's, you know, you're already behind. I mean, he's already in there. I would say, well, now we're going to sanction him. And so that's the disagreement that we've had right from the start, and why we've pushed aggressively to try to get ahead of this. And as you say, now it looks very clearly based on his buildup that he is going to do something. And the other concern is that he runs it as a false flag operation. You know, he tries to say, well, you know, there's something going on over there that, for example, because you know, we have the NATO alliance, saying with the proximity, you know, to Russia and all these different kind of things. You're just trying to create some false narrative to give him an excuse to go in. Most recently, working with his Duma, he's trying to make it look like Donbass, which is an eastern region over there close to Russia, somehow that, you know, they're being persecuted. And so he, you know, he's going in to make sure that they're taken care of, that kind of thing. Some of the same kind of stuff he did with Crimea during the Obama administration.
Here's what seems to me to be the issue of why this is happening. We are no longer feared by our adversaries. Is that not blatantly obvious right now, that Vladimir Putin doesn't care what letter is written, what Anthony Blinken is saying at the UN today? He doesn't care, and he doesn't fear us.
Yes, see, and that goes back to the exit from Afghanistan. Obviously, that was a huge problem in and of itself. We know that, and we're still, you know, trying to address that. But it also is the signal that it sends to aggressors like Russia or like China. And China, they're watching this very closely. Don't fool yourself, because of you know, what they want to do regarding Taiwan. And so there's no question that's part of it. And that's why, again, and even look at the response, the things I just described, proactive versus reactive. All those things have a deterring effect, and that's why we need to do them. And so, yes, you're right, and Putin knows that. And, you know, he's an old KGB guy. He's a very shrewd observer of who he's dealing with.
Senator John Holman with us today in the Talk Radio Town Hall till the bottom of the hour. If you have a question or comment, welcome at 800-228-0550. I want to ask you about the pain point right now in trucking, not only in the farming world, but also, you know, pretty much anything, construction area. We've heard about it from folks that do rodeo. It's the new CDL requirements facing truckers, the vaccine mandates that obviously are going to be the subject of a freedom convoy in the U.S. right now. Let's start with the CDL and the new requirements. I know it was passed long ago. I know it was legislation that's been delayed. It has snuck up on a lot of people at a terrible time that can impact supply chains. Can you stop this, Senator?
We're trying to. Matter of fact, right now we're pressing back on the administration. I've joined with a number of senators where we're pressing the administration and saying, where's the common sense? Where's the common sense? This new regulation was passed a number of years back. It's been delayed in order so that when you bring it into effect, you can actually, you know, make it work. The idea was, I think it was back in the FAST Act, that they would add a classroom element to CDL training, so you'd have both behind the wheel and this classroom aspect. But it's been delayed purposely because they're not set up to make sure they have the throughput so they don't create a bottleneck as far as getting CDL licenses out so we have enough trucking. So here we are, and we've got all these supply chain issues, and the administration decides not to extend it further until we get through these supply issues. Makes no sense. And it's just common sense. And that's for saying, hey, no, you need to extend this. We've got these supply chain issues. Let's resolve those and make sure that we have the training facilities and the ability to put people through the new requirement expeditiously so we don't create a problem.
We're going to take a break here. We'll come back with more, Senator Hovind. What are the tools you have to do that? I mean, Kelly Armstrong said we're trying to get a hearing in the House. Obviously, Nancy Pelosi's not about to do that. How do you get what you're seeking here? Talk about that when we come back with Senator John Hovind. Don't go away.
PetroServe USA, famous for low price steel under the Marathon, PetroServe USA, or Senex labels. Lots of choices means you pay the lowest price at the pump. Plus, any size fountain pop is 49 cents. Same with coffee or cappuccino all month long. Salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. Red Bull, 16 ounce cans, 2 for $5. Gloves for $9.99 in case you forgot yours, or the Falsta blankets, $9.99. And lip balm, distorted flavors, $1.99. All month long, PetroServe USA.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, 20 past the hour, brought to you by ABM, an employee-owned company. That's Advanced Business Methods. Right here, when you call on ABM for your high-end computers, with your print management, your dollars stay right here in the community. That's important. And today's printers really are these high-end computers. They're print management software from Advanced Business Methods that gets you data and analytics that help you track usage, tell you how to save money on jobs you print, who's printing what. Stuff can really add up. Get your printing expenses under control today. Go online to find out more about abmnow.com. abmnow.com. Back with Senator John Hovind, another segment with him, and then we're going to chat with the folks from this proposed soybean processing facility near Castleton. Been some questions raised about that of late. We're going to talk with the president of the North Dakota Soybean Processors and also Castleton's economic development director come up here in just a couple of minutes on the program. So back to the regulations on truckers and the call for more CDL folks and the charging and everything else. As you say, this is sort of a no-brainer. It's the wrong time with all the supply chain issues. What's in your toolbox to stop it, right? Because they don't listen. They don't. It's clear the Biden administration doesn't care. If they cared about pain points to this country, we wouldn't have a border this wide open. We wouldn't have inflation out of control. We wouldn't have, you know, take your pick, vaccine mandates and everything else that are disrupting it. So that all of this falls on deaf ears. What tools do you have to add this to other must-pass legislation, or is there anything else that can be done?
Bringing up the vaccine mandates is a great example. So, for example, if you take, you know, we worked really hard on knocking down that vaccine mandate where they were going to require businesses with more than 100 people to enforce this vaccine mandate. And so the steps we took there is we used the Congressional Review Act, which we actually passed in the Senate. Of course, they killed it. Pelosi and company killed it in the House. But we actually passed it. So first you try the legislative route and try to get some Democrats to go with you on it. We're doing that on these trucker, on the CDL issue as well, but we've got to peel off some Democrats there to actually move it. We also have, you know, we're getting people together. We've got a sign-on letter. We're trying, again, if we could get some Democrats there to press the administration publicly to do it. And then we also press it through the courts where we try to use through amicus brief and other methods. We try to get the court to put a stay in place. Well, it gives us time to address it, you know, through legislation or through regulatory fiat. And then also through the appropriations process, in a number of these cases, I've been able to include riders on a bill, you know, on some kind of funding bill, which says, in essence, you cannot use any money to enforce this rule or this regulation or whatever. And sometimes we can get it done that way. So, you know, there's a number of ways to do it. Different issues, different things work, but we're going to try, you know, all of them. Because again, it's just about common sense. It's the same thing with this border thing. So think about it. We have, for 2 years, we've had this essential, worker regulation in place that allowed truckers to go back and forth on the border because we need them without any kind of vaccine mandate. Now here the Canadians are up to 85% vax rate, and the administration tries to remove that rule. I guess it's actually Canada, you know, and it makes no sense. And so we try to fight those, in any way we can, and we'll press on all of those, as we have been on the mandates, the vaccine mandates, all that kind of stuff. And I think we're making some progress in that. I think we're pushing them and getting to a point where they're going to drop the mask mandate. I hope we're going to keep working on it until we get it. But same kind of thing on the CDL.
Quickly on the ranching situation right now, which is obviously very different than production crops. But the production side is a lot of programs out there. They're not from the cattle side, although many of them don't want them. Our ag folks are talking about the $750 million that'll come out in the way of livestock aid, potentially heading into another drought year, especially out west here. What will those dollars do, and how do the ranchers access them, Senator Hovind?
Well, essentially, and you know, we've been working on this for some time, and as you say, important for our farmers, which will be coming a little later. But for the cattle guys, this has been one of the toughest droughts we've ever had, and you know that. You get out west, you've seen it, and they have to decide now whether they keep those herds or whether they sell them off. And so the important thing is now they know what's coming. It's going to be, you know, the outline of what's coming, and it should be out there next month. But essentially it follows what's called the livestock forage program. So they don't have to re-sign up because they've used that program. Now USDA will actually just provide that assistance based on their use of LFP.
And then for the folks that sold off animals because they didn't have the feed or the water supply to keep them, then there'll be a second piece that, that comes afterwards to address that. So we tried to do it that way to reduce the paperwork. Like you say, that, that should be going next month, and we've worked really hard on it. And, we, you know, those ranchers are so important to us, and if they shorten up that herd, that just has a devastating effect. So we got to keep them going for both now and the future, and that's what we're working to do here.
Question that came off the air for Senator Hovind. Go ahead and roll that, Kev.
Good morning, Scott. This is Ben. I just thought I'd bring out a, ask you a question. Every week you talk to the two senators. Could you bring up the fact that McConnell's got to go, that they should start a little organization to get rid of that man? He's as useless as they come, and he's dangerous. Thanks.
You hear that often from folks that are concerned about Mitch McConnell's leadership and
the rhino factor.
Yeah. That. I mean, what do you say to folks that want Mitch McConnell to go, Senator Hovind?
You know, I understand, you know, the whole anti-DC feeling, and I share it. It's so frustrating right now. And, you know, right now the Democrats control the House, the Senate, and the White House. So, you know, we've got to win back some majorities. Obviously, we'll have votes at that point and decide how we proceed further. But I think a lot of that, you know, it's kind of like you're fighting a guerrilla war when you don't have the House, the Senate, or the White House. And so we've got to figure out a way where we come together and win elections and then get the kind of policies that, you know, we work for as conservatives, you know, whether it's less regulation, lower taxes, reducing spending, a balanced budget amendment, all those kind of things. You know, we have to fight for them all the time, but we've got to win these elections, get majorities in order to get them.
So everything you described of wanting, is that easier or is it harder with Mitch McConnell as majority leader?
Well, you know, I mean, he's got experience. He's pretty pragmatic. I agree with him on a lot of things, not on others, but he's our leader he's the majority leader right now. But that will be addressed, obviously, you know, on each Congress. And, you know, on some things, he's been a good leader and obviously, I think, agree with him. But, you know, there's others where, you know, obviously people have concerns. And so that's where we are for right now. The important thing, though, is that we work together and win elections and get the majority.
You know, a lot of people are talking about Republicans taking the House back just as the numbers favoring them. Do you believe Republicans have a real solid chance, given what's going on in this country, of taking the Senate back?
I sure hope so. You know, obviously, I think with this administration on the wrong track, that helps the maps against us in terms of a lot of states. But I think as long as we can get together and work together, you know, focus on common cause, we have a shot.
One more question for you, Senator. Hang tight, and we'll get that. Tom and Jamestown got a question for Senator Hovind. We'll get that in quick before we let him go. And then we'll talk about Castleton economic development in the form of a soybean crushing facility. Talk about some of the questions there and sort of just get some answers on the project coming up here in a couple of minutes. So lots to do on What's On Your Mind. More with Senator Hovind in a moment. And then we'll pivot to the soybean crushing plant coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton. You're so excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
In the aftermath of the 2014 Ukrainian Revolution and the Euromaidan movement, Russian-backed anti-Ukrainian separatists have held the ground in eastern Ukraine. Today, the separatists fired a mortar shell into the Luhansk region. Separatists claim the Ukraine government has fired multiple mortars into their region over the past 24 hours. So far, no one's been hurt on either side. The number one priority for Americans is inflation. As oil is ready to hit $100 a barrel, Republican lawmakers are calling out the Biden administration and their self-induced runaway inflation. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso on Capitol Hill.
Joe Biden is the president of high prices, and one of the defining failures of the Biden presidency is going to be inflation.
Mississippi Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith.
And the president still tries to spin it as the economy is doing good. Mississippians aren't buying that.
USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA today. Home cooking, grab and go convenience awaits. The karma rolls, the cookies, the muffins, the chicken at all their locations. Mandan, and then just keep going east. Bismarck, Valley City, Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Bemidji, Grand Forks, the Valley Dairy Stores, Wahpeton, PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Wrapping up our chat with Senator John Hoeven today on the program. Senator, you have, as you obviously know, a opponent for the primary in the election of 2022, who is making the point that you're not conservative enough. And I know there's all these ratings and different things. I don't want to get into the tit for tat there. I'm more curious about what you say to people who say, you know, you should be more conservative or you're not conservative enough as a Republican senator from the great state of North Dakota. Your record, well known as governor, obviously, and in the Senate, the time you've been there. When you hear somebody say you're not conservative, what do you say in response?
I am conservative. Anybody can pick, you know, the ratings they want to pick, cherry pick ratings. I mean, you know, I could go in and talk about my 100% rating on life with National Right to Life, Susan B. Anthony, your NRA, 100%, you know, last I checked with them. Or, you know, you can pick, you know, law enforcement. So, again, anybody can play that game. And particularly if you're comparing apples and oranges, for example, votes in Congress versus votes in the legislature, something like that. But no, I'm conservative. And, you know, for example, Kevin Cramer, who's very conservative, he and I are almost identical in voting and ratings. So somebody would have to try to apply that same standard to him. And that just doesn't work. And, you know, in terms of how I approach these things, you know, I'm focused on what's best for North Dakota. I mean, I'm always guided by, you know, what serves the good people of North Dakota. And that's how I'll continue to do it. But no, I'm certainly conservative.
Well, obviously, there's time before those debates happen in full force. Look forward to more conversations about it. But obviously, it's in the news cycle right now, so we'll continue to get the answers and welcome the candidates and let folks decide. That's what the process is all about. So appreciate the time today, as always. Senator Hoeven, we'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
You know what? Tom and Jamestown has a question before we let him go. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes. I was wondering what Senator Hoeven might think about the theory that I heard by Gene Grainer, who does the farm update at 12:30. And this was his take on it. He didn't think that the Russians would ever invade. And he said what Putin is looking for is an agreement with NATO that there would never, ever be any nuclear weapons that would be put in the Ukraine. And I don't know if his statistics were right or not, but he said if they would be put in the Ukraine, especially on the northern border, it would be the same distance to Moscow that Cuba would be from the United States or from Washington, D.C. He used that as an example of how Putin is thinking that the United States completely does not understand what he's doing here. And since NATO would give no guarantee that they wouldn't do that, he's doing what he's doing. I'm really interested what Senator Hovind would think about that. Hello?
Well, I think Putin, you know, obviously is concerned about NATO. There's no question about that. And also he wants to restore a lot of the old Russian Empire, if you will, and Ukraine historically was part of it. So I think, you know, all of those things factor in. But really at this point, you know, there was no move for Ukraine to come into NATO. And so, again, I think some of it is what Gene's talking about, but also I think some of it is his desire for territorial expansion. And I think you see that's what's and that's what's going on. And that's why we have to be so careful not to be able to put him in a position where he can use energy to his advantage. And that's one of the things the Trump administration did very well and understood is that we have to help Europe with energy, which works good for us too, because we have the benefit of exporting energy to them. But that makes them energy independent from Russia. And that helps NATO and Europe stand with us and stand up to, Putin. But I think it's both some of what Gene says, but it's also, you know, Putin's desire to expand, you know, Russia and his, you know, the area that he controls and make it more like, some people say the old Soviet Union. I think it's actually more like the old Russian Empire.
Senator John Hovind with us today on What's on Your Mind. Questions or comments always welcome for him. So appreciate those callers, texters today on the program. Thanks a bunch. All right, soybean crushing facility near Castleton has been in the news for a couple of reasons of late. One is a good thing for soybean producers, right? Where do the products go? Giving you know, soybean growers more opportunities for the products is a good thing. Some folks in Castleton have suggested, hey, not in my backyard, don't want it here. That happens with every project. So that's, you know, a little bit of noise, certainly. But, you know, it's just things happen. That's okay. Everybody can be heard. But I wanted to hear a little bit today from the folks on the project side a little bit about this and find out more about them and their partnerships and what's going to be happening. So looking forward to that conversation today with Steve Onan, who's the president of North Dakota Soybean Processors, and also the community in Castleton Economic Development Director, Melissa Beach. Steve and Melissa, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having us on today.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for letting us be here.
Yeah, looking forward to it. So, Steve, just big picture, first of all, the need for this project and what exactly you see it having in the way of impact for North Dakota soybean growers.
Well, you know, for soybean growers, I think it is an outstanding project. North Dakota has been for years and years at the mercy of export markets and, in particular, the Chinese government. And this will bring the opportunity to keep those beans in state, buy those beans locally, and further process them into value-added products. So I think it will provide a much more stable market for the state of North Dakota and its soybean growers.
And what are you producing at this plant?
At this plant, it would be soybean meal, soybean oil. Just real quick, for those who aren't familiar with a soybean processing plant, what it does is basically we just buy beans from farmers and country elevators, and we bring them in and run them through a process that's been around since the 1930s. This process dries, clean the beans, and then takes the outer shell of the bean off, and that becomes soybean hulls, and that goes into animal feed. Then we break the remaining part of the bean into pieces, run it through a mill that kind of flattens it out into flakes. And these flakes have soybean oil in them. And so what we do is we run it through a process to separate the soybean oil from the soybean flake, and that becomes another stream This soybean oil at this particular plant will be processed into a food-grade soybean oil. If you're wondering what that is, when you go to a grocery store and you see a bottle of liquid vegetable oil, that's basically what this plant would be producing. Soybean oil goes into baking brownies, popcorn, popping popcorn, and all kinds of uses that liquid vegetable oil would be used. And then coming out the other end, and I probably should say, too, that it will also go into renewable diesel and into biodiesel. And then the other end of the stream, the meaty part of the bean then gets toasted and dried, and that becomes soybean meal. And this soybean meal goes into pet food and animal feeds as a protein source. So basically, in a nutshell, just real quick, we're making food-grade soybean oil, soybean hulls, and soybean meal.
And tell me a little bit about the site selection. How is it that Castleton was picked for this?
Yeah, that is a great question and one that we get a lot. In fact, we've also heard, why don't we just move it out of town just a little bit? And that, too, is a fair question. Let me start off by saying that there's several things that we had to look at when choosing a site. Access to beans being one of the first, but then also critically important is logistics. You have to have access to good highways, railroads, gas, electric, water, all of those things, and also a good workforce. And then finally, you need to have a place to go with the finished products that we talked about, the oil and the meal. So with these things in mind, if you're missing any of the requirements or we are positioned just by 100 yards outside of the limits of some of these requirements, the site just simply wouldn't work. And so this particular site met all of those requirements, and hence was why this site was selected.
And let's talk a little bit about what this means for Castleton. Obviously, Melissa, you like it when your community is selected for this, and we've talked before about, for instance, the ethanol plant, the Thoyalston ethanol plant, which has just been an economic juggernaut for the community and schools and the county and the city and everything else with the amount of benefits that are there. Talk about how that pencils out related to the soybean processing plant that's been there. Tell us a little bit about what that will mean, not only for Castleton, but really the whole region.
Sure, absolutely, Scott. So just looking at the Castleton area, you know, certainly the job creation that a facility like this would create, 50 to 60 jobs, above average wages, you know, really, really good benefits package. I mean, that's something that's important when we're looking at potential employers. And so not only that job creation, but then we expect other jobs to be created in addition. So, you know, additional businesses expanding, providing some residential growth, some consistency for our contractors that may be doing some ongoing maintenance work out there. So really seeing that as a way to bring in additional businesses as well. But ultimately just growing the tax base, creating, you know, a larger percentage of commercial. So it helps to spread out the cost of government for all of our residences and everybody that's within that school district and the county as well. But, you know, more importantly, I think, and the larger picture is that, it, just as Steve mentioned, we're providing another market for our farmers. We're providing stability in that market. And ultimately, our farmers are really big supporters of our communities. They're spending dollars locally. And so seeing that money that go back into their pocket, but then also potentially be spent in our communities as well. So the economic impacts of a project like this, Scott, are phenomenal. But we're just, you know, making sure that it's done correctly. And we've been very, very pleased and comfortable with North Dakota soy processors and the players that are involved.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the concerns that have been raised about either, you know, truck traffic or is there odor from the plant and whatnot. I know, Steve, you have been a part of an operation for a couple of decades in Indiana, so obviously some of those questions maybe can address with what's happened there, as well as what you're hearing from the neighbors, Melissa. And also want to learn a little bit more of the partners of the plant, who's all involved in the plant and how this project of this size comes together. I know there's some foreign investors, the Japanese, which is A little less concerning than the Chinese, but some people worry about that. When we come back, I'm going.
America at War. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president was silenced. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed where lives are forever changed. Their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change. Then let us stand. Let's stand and fight. Install a flagpole. I'm Jim. I'm flagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high quality, cost competitive products and services, integrity, innovation too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata Solid.
H.J. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.J. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by SchwannBuickGMC.com. Hurry before they're gone. New Buicks and GMCs are arriving daily, plus over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs are there too, all clearly marked, ready to sell. All makes and models, and most do come with Schwann's very own lifetime powertrain warranty. No extra cost. Number 0% APR for very well-qualified buyer deals too on Buicks and GMCs. Find out more. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour, continuing our conversation today. So much going on in North Dakota, you know, and good things that are going on in North Dakota. There really are. That, you know, sometimes I just put my blinders on and say, okay, let's go, Brandon, right? You know, the Durham report, all these horrible things that are happening there. You got to just like we started the show today, workforce. Let's build a workforce. Let's just make North Dakota an oasis from all this insanity. You know what I mean? That's going on, and talk about some of the great projects that are happening, and anything we can do in value added, as we've proven for decades in this state, is something we need to lean into. So, love these projects that are on the table. Want to learn more about them? And today we're talking about a proposed soybean processing plant in Castleton, North Dakota, be a soybean crushing plant. We're talking today with Steve Onan, who's the president of North Dakota Soybeans Processors, and also the community and economic development director for Castleton, Melissa Beach. So, couple of questions related to, I guess, concerns that have come up from neighbors. And Melissa, you can maybe voice these better than anybody. What are you hearing? And then, Steve, I want to give you a chance to address them in the way of concerns that you want to address head on here.
Sure, absolutely. Well, some of the first, questions that have been brought up when we first started talking about this particular location, truck traffic was a question. Anything having to do with, quality of life type things when there's residences nearby, smell, noise, lighting. So kind of those big four pieces really came into play when we started talking about all of this.
Is that similar to concerns that came up in Indiana previously? And what do you say, Steve, to people that are concerned about that?
Well, first of all, I would say those are fair questions. If I was living in a community like that, like Castleton, and had someone moving in that I was somewhat unfamiliar with, I would be asking the same questions. And I think that they will find that we will be excellent neighbors. These questions that are posed about whether it be truck traffic, smell, noise, lighting, I believe that we have addressed well in the proposed project. For instance, truck traffic. We've been in the grain business for a long time. We have over 120 grain elevators, and we understand the critical importance of getting trucks in and out quickly, especially in an environment today where there's a truck shortage and we have all these supply chain issues going on. So when you have an opportunity to build a site from the ground up like we do here, it gives us the opportunity to plan ahead and address these concerns. The site layout as it's designed today has staging on site, in other words, an on-site parking lot that can easily handle 50 trucks, 70 trucks. And then that doesn't include the trucks that are going to move through the plant as they are dumping. In addition to that, we've got two dumps that have the ability to dump upwards of 50,000 bushel an hour combined, which is about 50 trucks an hour or so, so you can see that we do have the ability to move a high volume of trucks, and in doing so, keep them off the road and keep them staged on the property. Melissa mentioned smell, noise, and lights. For the most part, we're manufacturing an edible product. The soybean meal is going into pet food and animal feeds, while the soybean oil is a food-grade item that can also be used as a fuel item. So cleanliness is very important, and to that point, all surfaces are going to be hard surfaces around the plant. So that's the first thing. And as far as lights go around the plant, there will be lights for the safety of our employees. But working with lighting engineers, lighting concerns can be minimized. Lighting over the years has come a long way, and building a greenfield site will enable us to use these new lighting techniques. As far as sound goes, we estimate that the plant will be about 600 feet or so from any property line, and our engineers estimate that the noise level will be 75 decibels or less at the property lines. So just as a frame of reference, a whisper is about a 30 decibel and a shower is about a 75 decibel, so something similar to a rain shower. And then as far as the smell goes, the smell of a soybean processing plant really is pretty negligible. There's not going to be any wastewater on the plant stored. Everything will be in tanks. Beans will be swept up on a normal house as a normal housekeeping. And the process itself has very little odor associated with it. If you wonder what soybean oil smells like, just open up a fresh bottle of soybean oil that you could buy at a grocery store. That's pretty much the smell of the soybean oil. And then as far as soybean meal, it has little odor as well.
Hold that thought, if you would. Hang on one second. We're just going to go to a break. We're about out of time today, but for the benefit of our news teams, we'll continue this conversation up here and continue to talk more about this. Thank you both for being here. Don't touch that. Don't hang that phone up quite yet. Got to go today, folks, but we're doing it all again tomorrow. President Donald Trump, our guest on tomorrow's show in the Talk Radio Town Hall. How about that? Brought to you by MyPillow. Promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. God bless you, folks.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Piper's equipment auction team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Piper's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Piper's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Piper's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Piper's.com for all upcoming auctions.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.